Tiparenga joins us. You may or may not know that there's been a long-standing relationship between the Manukau Urban Māori Authority and George FM. It's a dance music station enjoying tremendous popularity over the years. And, of course, our friend Tamaiti used to run the beats there, and he'd bring back all these fantastic sort of backbeats and weavers rail in and out. But George FM actually now are looking to up the ante as far as their focus on Te Reo Māori is concerned. And they too, like many other stations, have got a policy to try and normalise the use of Te Reo Māori. Now, Tiparenga is with us. Tipare spoke with us too on Monday on Pāki Waha. But Tipare is the Te Reo Māori consultant for George FM. And she's no stranger to the backbeats as well. She's with us today. Tipare, te lākwe.
Oh, kia ora, Dale. Ata Māori.
Ata Māori, kia koe e hine. George FM plays the beats, but they also have a sort of responsibility, bearing in mind they're a business partner here to the Manukau Urban Māori Authority. They've had a long-standing relationship, and it's neat to see that they, too, want to increase their use of Te Reo Māori, but you've been asked to help with a new sort of focus on kiwaha. Tell us more, please.
Yes, you're right, Dale. There's that long-standing relationship with MUMA and George, and as you know, I'm part of the MUMA Broadcasting and MUMA Whānau, so was asked to go in and be a part of the George Whānau and just see where things are at and do what I can or help contribute to what was already there. Can't take credit for initiating anything. They had Cara Rickard out there for 10 years as well. So George has always been involved with Te Reo. I've gone in, I've seen myself definitely not as a linguist expert, but as a Te Reo Māori rep, probably more than anything. And being an artist and a musician, I guess my bosses there at MUMA felt like it would be a good fit. I take an unorthodox approach to most things, so I think they thought this would be a good union and bring us all together. So, but specifically for this week, Te Wiki o Te Reo, yeah, we wanted to focus on ki waha that would, you know, excite George listeners and get them on board. And I've only been in the realm just right before lockdown. So I had my first tui with the George Whānau on Zoom. And we, you know, discussed Mahuru Māori. They're excited. They didn't know about some of the reo initiatives that go on in our world. So for them to hear this, they really jumped on board. They're really open to it. Our Pākehā broadcasters as well over there. So we started that. And then, of course, Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori is here. And so another opportunity for us to just, you know, be hearty about it. And it unfolded really naturally when I came in, and Tammy Davis, who you'll know, Dale, who's the co-host on the breakfast show, we just all started talking and the enthusiasm was there. He's like, sis, we need some sayings, you know, each day of the week. And Dean, who's the content manager, already is a reo lover. He's a Pākehā, but he loves te reo. He's just so invested in it. We just all started gathering, what can we do? What can we do? So, I put on my kind of like creative art approach and got into like how their creative team works. And they operate on a slang, you know, it's dance culture, it's festival culture. So it already has its own feel and rhythm in its like English language and just, you know, how that flows. So I was like, oh, we need to like, you know, do the same thing and make our listeners feel embraced. And I just want to point out too, like, Māori love festivals and dance culture. It's not like a hard marriage. They're already in there. And there's a lot of tradies who listen to George. So that's our Māori and PI communities. It's a multicultural station anyway. So it hasn't been difficult, especially in this era, to get in there and just normalize and be more with the reo.
And so, and you've, of course, got rangatahi as well, your kids are of that age. So there are sayings that are sort of fluid and youth-orientated, kiwaha, slang. So I'm sure Tammy will help weave that in. I also noticed that, George, you've got a mahi mix with Dan Ox as well, which is interesting. That's going to be on daily as well. So it's, I guess what we're trying to see is sort of a seamless introduction of the reo. I can hear them using more and more of it anyway, but Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori is a nice reason to up the ante. It's neat that they've got, or you're sensing, you know, strong buy-in.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful. And you're right. I guess what I did when I went in, and especially for the reo strategy, I thought, how can I contribute? I'm not tino matatau I roto I te reo, but I can kōrero, I'm conversational. But as you know, we're so lucky. We have Te Reo Matahiapo as the overseers of it within our organization who are Māori linguist experts, you know, Scotty and Stacey Morrison, Te Mete Lohman, Bernie O'Donnell. We have people, kaitiaki of Te Reo, that I knew I could call upon. But I thought, where can I authentically come from? And that's as someone who is a child of Te Ātārangi, who had to gather my reo later on, but as a kura kaupapa mama, and I have two kids, and so we have intergenerational reo existing in our household. I have it around me, above me, below me, but I really knew I needed to push myself in this situation and express my own authentic connection with the reo, and not just rely on above me or below me, but to push myself. So the process was me gathering how I would naturally say something in a conversation, and then, you know, went to my daughter, and it was actually really fun because then I tapped into their rangatahi reo that they're just using on text and everything, like mehe te, like a boss, you know, wikineru, it's wicked, there's just paia, it's real cool. So they have this whole new feel that was like, I was like, this is real cool. Like, it's just this ongoing, and they're not looking for attention on it. This is naturally how it's evolving for kura kaupapa kids. So we tapped into that as well, which fits seamlessly in there with George. And then once me and Te Waiora and Dean were comfortable that we've like captured the George feel and our community's feel and being authentic about it, I then went to our Te Reo Matahiapo team and said, are we cool with this? And what was beautiful for me, Dale, is I've always felt as a middle person, and you might understand this, is when we've learnt Te Reo later on, there's always people above us who are better, and then we've got our young ones who are better, and you still feel like, oh, you're just never going to get that real connection in. And our team, our Te Reo Matahiapo team, have let me run with it and not stopped me at every point and gone, no, no, no. They've let me run with it and just corrected those little tiny moments that needed correcting. So I feel grateful for us in the middle that we can move forward with the blessings of above and below and around.